It's here and now. And there's a great quote. It goes something like, I am a soldier so my children can be farmers, so their children can be artists. The Yale Book of Quotation traces it back to John Adams in a letter to his wife Abigail, in which he says, to paraphrase, he studies war so his sons have the liberty to study math, so their children can be artists. But what of soldiers who are also artists? Ed Drew is in the California Air National Guard. He was in the middle of art school at the San Francisco Art Institute when he was deployed to Afghanistan with a combat rescue unit. He decided to make his time in the war an art project, taking portraits of his unit in tintype. The first time since the Civil War that someone has created tintypes in a war zone. And Ed Drew joins us from the studios of WJCT in Jacksonville, Florida. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I've got your website up. I'm looking at these pictures. They're kind of black and white, maybe faded. They look almost Civil War era. Why'd you decide to do this?
I really like tintypes. I've been into photography for a long period of time, and I started attending art school. I saw the work of this brilliant photographer, Rob Kendrick, and he was doing tintypes for National Geographic, and he inspired me. And that was like about 10 years ago almost. So that was the beginning, the genesis of my desire to do these tintypes. And then something else happened. So
what else happened?
In January, my second son was born. That flipped the table for everything. Suddenly, I was well aware of my mortality, as if I wasn't before. Now I really was. It's like, oh my God, I got to be around for this little guy. And I started thinking about, well, what if I couldn't? The creation of these tintypes became more of a, well, these are the people I'm going to be with, and in the case I don't come back home, this is a record of who I was with, who may have had to carry my body out of the helicopter, who may have had to, you know, may have died with me. So I thought it would be a great idea to dedicate this to my youngest son.
Well, and what about the fact, I mean, you could have taken digital, you know, and had the same record. What about the fact that they are tintype? Again, this black and white sepia, kind of somewhat faded in places. What more does that photo say than others could?
The beauty of them is they're an actual physical thing. It was a chemical process that I had to start from scratch. So I had to, you know, take out a metal plate and pour chemicals onto it and then leave it in a silver nitrate bath, which sensitizes it to light, and then expose it. So I was very involved in these plates, and every single one is unique. There's not one that you can copy. You can only scan them or photograph them. So this was a really personal thing, and it was a connection thing between me and the person who was photographing, because the exposure for these things, the ISO, which is the light sensitivity, is so low that I would have to have them sit for like 6 seconds in bright sunlight.
And what do you think that gave you, the fact that they had to sit and sit still and stare?
You're kind of bearing your soul to that camera. You're being open to the photographer. You're letting him see you. Mm-hmm. Everything these days is so fast. That's why I didn't choose digital, because digital, I could snap off a million photos and, you know, just dig through whichever I thought were the best ones. This, if either I got it right or I totally screwed up a plate. And every mm-hmm. single step in this thing, and it takes about 40 minutes for one plate, I can mess up any one step, and the whole plate is ruined.
And by the way, you're doing all of this working in a dark room with these plates, putting them in and out of different baths, taking photographs where you're asking people to sit and, you know, stare at you. You're doing this in a war zone.
Well, I didn't have a room. It's kind of funny. We had a tent, and it's called the alert tent, and that's where all the flyers, you know, congregate. So you're just basically sitting around waiting for a rescue mission. The ceiling was really low, so I ended up having to crawl into this space, and I set up a pelican case, a large pelican case, and that's where my dark area was. This would be in between missions, so at any moment we could be called for a mission, which did happen, and I would have to drop everything and basically sprint out to the helicopter and you know, go from artistic thoughts to tactical thoughts, combat.
Well, they're just beautiful. Sort of if you squint your eyes, you don't see the modern uniforms. You could be taken back to the Civil War era. And I'm just wondering, you are African-American. Was there anything mm-hmm. about seeing pictures from that era that might have inspired you? You mentioned a friend who did this work, but I'm just wondering if there's anything else inspiring.
The Civil War was about a country fighting against itself, brothers, fathers fighting against each other, and it had a profound effect on me. Some of those photos were the last photos their families ever saw. So for me, it was a matter of trying to capture the essence of what those tintypists back in those days did in my photos, and the whole idea that, are these the last photos of these people? Are these the last photos that my father took, in my son's case, or of the my individuals that I work with? And these are all people I work with and know very well.
I'm hoping that none of them were the last.
Everybody returned home safely.
Yeah. And what do they think about them?
They had to get their head around it. And, you know, we're part of the rescue community. We work a lot with, like, Special Forces, Navy SEALs, and we do this crazy, hardcore kind of job. So convincing them that this creative process is worth their while, and, you know, they have to do combat mission preparations, and you know, they're thinking about other things, it took a little bit. But, you know, once they started seeing these beautiful results, and I was like, dude, I told you, this is, you know, you're helping me out. They were blown away. They started booking appointments. And so on my website, the first photo is of a pilot sitting with the American flag behind him.
I'm looking right now. It's a classic photo.
Yeah.
There he is in full uniform, a helmet resting on his leg and the flag behind him.
And that was my co-pilot. So we're hard crew, which means that we fly with the same people the whole time we're there. And he's like, hey, man, if you wouldn't mind, my wife really would like a photo of me, and I thought it'd be cool if you took this photo. And I was like, yeah, sure. I was really excited about it. I couldn't wait to do it. It came out brilliantly. It's one of my best plates. I was so happy with the results. I took a photo with my cell phone and said, well, here, you can show your wife this. It's a really bad copy. You know, I did it with my cell phone, but you could show her an example of what it would look like. Once I get back home, I'll scan it. I'll give you a better quality copy, and I'll print out a copy for you. He sent it to his wife. Next day, he tells me, my wife printed out wallet-sized photos of this photo. My family thinks it's the best photo they've ever seen of me. My parents printed an 8x10 and framed it. And for me, that was the ultimate validation, because this work is about the guys I work with. You know, and a lot of people, I think, forget, you know, their military bring us home, but who are these people that you want to bring home? Well, that was my objective. And so when his family saw this and they really enjoyed it, it brought back the whole idea of the Civil War and their family members seeing their things. And then now I'm kind of replicating that process, but I'm also showing them this is who this is. So that was one of my biggest successes.
Did you also take the picture of someone who was a descendant of Buffalo Bill?
So this guy came up to me. We're cool. We were laughing, joking. He's like, hey, would you mind taking a photo of me just like my great-grandfather? And I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? And he's like, yeah, he was a Medal of Honor winner, and, you know, he's pretty cool photo. They did these old-time photos of him, and I kind of want to do the exact same pose and stuff. I was like, yeah, sure. What's his name? And he was like, William Cody. It blew my mind. I was like, oh, this is, yeah, brilliant. So we set up this photo, and we did all these things to make the pose exactly the way his photo came out. And when he looked at this plate, the look on his face, he was just, like, humbled.
Well, they are timeless. You know, as I said, they could be, if you squint your eyes, they could be from any era. But they're from the war in Afghanistan. Ed Drew, who's in the California Air National Guard, also attends art school at the San Francisco Art Institute, back from recent service in Afghanistan with a combat rescue unit. We'll link you to his website with these terrific photos at hereandnow.org. Ed, thanks so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Pictures are terrific. And by the way, we shouldn't assume everyone knows, but William of Cody, of course, Buffalo Bill, the great American soldier, bison hunter, showman, was the man we just mentioned. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Chipotle Mexican Grill, committed to the respect of animals, farmers, and the environment. Local sourcing and menu information at chipotle.com.